Children benefit if parents take an interest in their child's learning. Perhaps that's why the Federal Education Minister is talking up the power of parental engagement in schools. But what kind of parental engagement is most effective for learning? Is it volunteering at the school tuck shop, getting involved with the PNC, or simply helping with the homework? While many educated parents might feel comfortable talking to teachers, schools can be intimidating places for disadvantaged parents with limited formal education. If you have negative memories of your own schooling, it may well be hard to know how to make school a positive experience for your own children. Jenny Brassington is the director of the Centre for Active Family Engagement. Jenny works with disadvantaged school communities in the United States, and she was in Australia recently at the invitation of the Smith family. She spoke to Natasha Mitchell, together with Smith family worker Tammy Kennedy, who runs Learning for Life, a Smith family program with similar aims.
I think when we look at the research, I think it's a critical component to improving student outcomes, to improving student achievement. We know it's not the only thing, but it does play a huge role. And we know that it's not just about parents participating. It's really about very intentional, very targeted family engagement that's aligned to student learning that makes the most difference in terms of promoting student outcomes and promoting student achievement.
So this is more than getting involved in a school event or a sporting day or a fete. This is something quite specific. What are you talking about?
So what I'm talking about, and we want all those things, right? I mean, that's how we build relationships with families, and that's how they feel good about the school. But if we're looking really at improving those learning outcomes, it's really about linking family engagement to what's happening in the classroom. It's about that homeschool and it's about the homeschool connection, and that's where the research says that's where the magic happens. And giving families the skills so that they know what to talk about, what to ask children about. It's not about being another teacher, but it's about knowing how to support and monitor and advocate for what's happening with your child in the classroom.
Okay, so people might feel more empowered with the home front, sitting down with their children and finding out what tasks they've brought home for homework and working through those things together. But it's also that engagement back into the school, back into the classroom, back with the teacher. And some parents feel that's kind of constrained to parent-teacher nights and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to open the doors and say that there's more to family engagement than just those nights, right? It's about helping families connect to what's happening in the school all throughout the year, that family engagement doesn't just happen on those nights. And so you can do things to help families feel connected all throughout the year. So that's a teacher sending home a newsletter where she outlines what's happening during the school week, and she puts very targeted questions or things that families can do or talk about that connects the home piece to what's happening back in the classroom.
Is it more than a newsletter from the teacher, though? Is that the extent of what you're talking about here?
So I think it could happen. I think those homeschool connections can happen in many ways. It could be through social media. It could happen on a newsletter. It could be targeted workshops for families to help them understand what's happening in the classroom. It could be hands-on activities. It could be things for like secondary students. It could be a sporting event, right? Because we know that families come to those events, but where you maybe at intermission, at a play, or maybe at halftime, you're talking about career and college readiness, and you're talking about the next test that students should take in terms of getting into college. So you're very targeted about reaching out to families when families are there.
On the other hand, though, and we've had a very interesting response on our Facebook page from both parents and teachers. In some teachers' experience, they'd love parental engagement, but it seems that there's not that sort of interest from parents.
Right. So I think you have to define what family engagement is. So we like to say that all parents are involved in some level, that there's like this continuum of family engagement, that at a minimum level, right, that when a family gets a child to school, that they're involved. When they ask about their child's day, they're involved. So you have to start where families are at and then build from that. And then you also have to help families understand that that's their role, because culturally, many families don't see that their role is to be an active member with the school in the process. So some families feel, I just send my child to school, and that's your role.
Mm.
That's really not my role. And so we have to sort of educate right from the start when the family enrolls that child in the school that they feel like a true partner in the process.
But they want to use their time wisely and effectively, I imagine, too, because parents are often working long hours.
Sure.
They have very little time.
Sure.
It's an effort to get dinner ready and
yep.
some discussion about the homework. And beyond that, good luck.
Yeah, so I think it's being very targeted about what you do. So we always say that families shouldn't be doing, they don't have to do the homework for children, and they shouldn't be reteaching, but they should be supporting the work, they should be monitoring it, and they should be advocating for when there are those red flags. They should be looking at it. And then if you only have like the 20 minutes or half an hour, make the most of some of that time when you're driving your child to school, when your child is taking a bath, reading to your child. I mean, being very targeted about what you do with your child to engage with them.
Okay, let's bring in Tammy Kennedy from the Smith family. Tammy, your program, the Smith family's Learning for Life School Scholarship Program, that's all about family engagement, isn't it? Tell us what the focus is there.
I work with the families to bring them onto the scholarship program. I work with them in programs like our PACS program, which is Parents as Career Transition Support. We work with them around supporting them if there's issues at a child's school and they're not feeling like they are being supported, or they just want somebody there to support them when talking to the teachers. I attend parent-teacher interviews with families. The biggest issue that I've seen is that parents just don't have the time to be able to attend a lot of the stuff that they would like to.
So you're focused in on disadvantaged students in particular, and you mentioned time being a constraint for parents
yes.
getting involved, but do parents also bring their own baggage and expectations and worries from their own school experiences?
Yeah, most definitely. A lot of the families that I've worked with have had a really negative experience at school themselves, so that comes into play when they're talking to their child's teacher. A lot of them won't even go into the school to talk to the teacher. They're worried that they're going to be looked down upon.
Mm. I'm going to come back to you and get more of a sense of how then you shift that dynamic. Jenny,
yeah.
I think you've developed a family engagement assessment process.
Yes.
Tell
yes.
us about that and why that's so useful.
Yeah, so I was thinking about When Tammy was talking about the intimidation factor, so we've developed what's called the family engagement assessment that really looks at the practices of how welcoming a school is and really how involved families are in the learning process. And so before families even can begin to kind of engage with the school in terms of the learning, we're looking at the environment in terms of how welcoming the environment is. And then what does the communication look like? And then do we share information around those learning outcomes with families? And then do we invite them to participate in the learning? And we assess the school. It's like a 360 evaluation. We survey families, teachers, administrators. We walk your school campus. We do some shopper telephone calls to look at the customer service. And we review the website. And then we give scores in each of those four areas that I talked about, welcoming, information sharing, communication, and participation. And that's sort of like the baseline. And then we provide some strategies and recommendations. We don't expect families to be teachers, but we do want families to be able to support and monitor and advocate for the child. So that means understanding and knowing where your child is at, so that when things are going well and when they need more support, that you're in there, because nobody knows your child better than you do. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you can share with the school what's happening in the home, and then you have this partnership to ensure that your child can be successful. So we provide some of the transformations. So a lot of it is around the welcoming environment. So we come in with fresh eyes. You live at the school. Educators live at the school. And so you often don't see some of the barriers to welcoming families, whether it's in your customer service, you know, how welcome your families feel the minute they walk in the door. Maybe it's parking. Maybe it's signage, you know, in languages that represent all of our families, simple welcome signs. Ensuring that the website is up to date and has information. You mentioned the time factor. And so that's a huge one. I think it's unrealistic to think that when you have an event at the school that all families are going to show up for the event. One, it may not impact all families. So you have to be really targeted in terms of who those families are that you really want to reach. And two, that you make sure that your program stays alive. So you put it on the website, you put it on Facebook, so that for those families that can't make it, they can still access the information. So I would say transformations in terms of website. I think the biggest piece is really with the teachers in terms of reaching back out to families in terms of sharing information around the learning outcomes. So families tell us all the time, we feel like you're communicating with us. In fact, it's sometimes over-communication, right? They get tons of flyers and stuff in the backpack, but they often don't know what to do with that information and how it relates to their child.
And also what information is actually strategically useful according to good evidence.
Yep, exactly. And so I think being much more targeted and intentional about what do you want me to do and what can I do for my child, because that's what parents want. They want to be able to support their child. They just don't know how.
Tammy, as you're listening to Jenny, do you feel that you're making the same sort of headway in your work and engagement with parents?
I think we are. I think when I've been speaking to parents, one of the things that's been highlighted to me is that they don't know how to help their children with their homework, with what's happening in the school. Mm. They would love to be able to go into the classroom and have the teacher explain to them what they need to be doing to help them.
Are you dealing also with parental literacy as well and their own learning challenges? Does that provide a barrier? Can you get around that?
There is a barrier there, definitely. If I see that there is an issue, I try and help the family as much as I possibly can, whether that's, you know, helping with, you know, reading newsletters, forms, that kind of stuff. And I'll also try and encourage them to go to a literacy group to get that support as well. So the literacy levels of the parents and the level of their education really does hinder how they can support their children. You know, I've had a parent where she said, well, my child's smarter than me, how can I help her?
Mm. Yeah, you know, so, good question.
Yeah, she's like, I know she's smarter than me. I've told her that she's smarter than me. So that child then feels, well, mum knows nothing. One family in particular that I've worked with quite closely over the last 18 months, and this parent has not had the confidence as a parent herself. She's had a lot of challenges in her life, so, you know, raising her children, she's you know, sort of dwelling on how her childhood was. But just supporting her in gaining some confidence in her parenting skills, but also gaining some confidence in talking to the school about what's happening with her children and feeling like she can be heard in the school as well. So she's not feeling like she's walking in there and she's not feeling intimidated by the teachers. They actually sit and they listen to her now, and she feels like she can actually support her children better. She asks the teachers for help. Well, how can I help my children? Mm. And I think that's a massive step from, you know, going not wanting to say anything to actually now asking for help is a massive step in this parent's life, and seeing the children really enjoying their education because they know that mum's there supporting her as well.
Tammy Kennedy, who works with disadvantaged families as part of the Smith Family Learning for Life program.